Rosebud is, she's everything. She's way past retirement age of any service dog. She came to me at a time when it was difficult through the different Lions Foundations, Foundation Fighting Blindness, whatever guide dog facilities, because they were doing a lot of dogs for every need. So she came to me having been trained for someone that was actually deaf and blind, and a very unique, because I was in a situation where I desperately needed to have a dog just to take me, because I would just go out of the sidewalk and literally cross Main Street without just listening. And if there was a silent car, I would just walk across. And I think people were, you know, I've gotten to places where I said, how the heck did I get here? So everybody knew that I had a need. I got her. This is about 10 years ago. So she's now 12. She no longer remembers everything that a guide dog should know. But we've developed over the years, and I think this is with anybody that has a guide dog, you develop your own way of doing things, your own shortcuts, and you do become family and friends. I mean, for her, her first duty in life is, you know, make sure that she call. I call her my mommy. I say, mommy, need you, Rosebud. And I mean, if I yell, she can tell what I need. Like if I'm like, help mommy, she will bark, you know, which again, that's not what they're really trained to do, but I've taught her certain things and they say, you spoiled her. Well, yeah, I've spoiled her. But that's what happens, you know. You just, oh, and she's barking right now, as you can hear. Rosa, come here, come here.